Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and we will celebrate by talking about love, relationships, and the forces that erode them with Teyari Jones. She's author of An American Marriage, so certainly hope you will join us for that. But before we close today, we're going to get this love fest going with a glimpse, or really sounds, of one facet of modern love, the long-distance relationship.
My name is Nicholas Johnson. I'm 21.
My name is Julian Kreist, and I'm 21 years old.
Me and Lorraine have been together for almost 2 years. We got together in July of 17.
First words I ever said to Serenity were, "Who the F are you?" And so she was just like, "I'm Serenity." I'm like, "Oh, I've heard about you, blah, blah, blah." And so we were talking, and I was really nice to her. And eventually, we just kept talking from there. We've been together nearly 2 years. There was a point where there was a bit of a separation, but she and I, when she and I talked about it, we viewed it as, let's just keep it going, because we never fell out of contact. But yeah, nearly 2 years as of March 24th.
Our differences impacting our relationship. Generally, military guys actually get a bad rep for relationships. Everybody thinks that the military guys are always angry and they like beat on their wives or something crazy like that. And then me being a black guy on top of that, being in pretty much an all-white neighborhood, like I was getting crazy looks like, is this the guy that she's with? But as people got to know me being a kind and respectful young man, they had totally different outlooks on that, especially her family. You know, they think she would walk into the door with a white guy named Nick, most likely. So that was pretty crazy. As far as my family goes, I don't think anybody's really had too much of a problem with it at all. I mean, I think that in the same way her family probably would have preferred her to be dating a white guy, I think that in some of my family members' mind, I should be dating a black girl or married to a black girl. So, we've had kind of the same struggles, I guess.
She's in California, literally across the country. We made it work nearly this long because even though she was scared, I know she loves me. And so I kept going.
I think, especially being so young, finding a person that you want to be with and you want to connect with and you want to share your fears and you want to share your goals with is something that we both hadn't found before. And it's just amazing that it had, you know, so happened with two people who were so young and not even believing that something like that was possible to happen at the moment.
Our first year together was rough. It was, I'm not gonna lie, it was horrible. She could tell you the same thing. There was a lot of mistrust. There was a lot of doubt. There was, you know, are they worth it? Am I worth it? Like, there was just so many questions and just so much happening at once. And it goes back to me being stubborn. It was just this, I'm going to see this through to the end. It can't be this bad. Because she necessarily wasn't a bad person to me. It was just our situations were bad at the time, but we were good to each other. Our first year together was completely never face-to-face, which was also terrifying because, you know, you don't know, even though, yes, we were, you know, video chatting all the time and blah, 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 you know, it's still scary. We never made, you know, I never even hugged the girl. So I visited her in January, and we were terrified. Because there's that thought of like, oh, what if I kiss you and there's nothing? What if all this time it's just been kind of like a hopeful fever dream kind of deal? But luckily, it wasn't. It was a very good moment. And I had stayed in California for a week. When you are away from somebody for so long, and then you get to see them, and they smile that hard, and their eyes like light up, it's an incredible feeling. And with Serenity, I had that feeling. It made everything worth it in the world to me.
She always wants to be close to me. She's always okay with talking. She's always okay with texting. If she goes somewhere, she always invites me out. Even if it's her and the ladies and, you know, their husbands aren't there, she still invite me, you know. And I think that having a person with me that's so about me and so for me is probably the most awesome thing, you know. And not everybody can get that kind of, you know, love and affection from her, but knowing that I have that and, you know, I'm giving it in return is probably the best thing.
I want her to hear that I'm fighting for you. I'm still trying for you, even though sometimes it may not seem like it, I am. And I hope that you never, ever doubt that, and that I'll always keep my promises that I made.
Anything that I could say right here, she should already know that I love her and that I miss her and that I'm ready to start building and becoming what we're supposed to be.
That is recent Army vet Nicholas Johnson reflecting on being away from his partner, Lorraine. And before that, we heard from Julian Kreist talking about going the distance with Serenity on this Valentine's Day Eve. Thanks to them and to GPB's Jade Abdul-Malik, who produced that segment. And that is our show for today. On Second Thought is produced by Elena Rivera, Leighton Rowell, LaRaven Taylor, and Amelia Brock. Alex Word is our engineer, Don Smith, our dean of grammar, and Amy Kiley is our senior producer. What does love look like for you? Well, you can let us know on our Facebook group, GPB Radio's On Second Thought. We're also on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can email us at onsecondthought@gpb.org. Or leave us a message. We're at 404-500-9457. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. Be back tomorrow with more On Second Thought.